April 19th is when that album right there, Pearl Jam, Dark Matter, is going to be out.
Couldn't love that song more.
Yeah, so solid. And then the other one we're playing as well, Running, really good. There's some good stuff on it. It's loud.
Yep.
Loud and in your face.
Which we love.
Hell yeah.
It is Kevin and Sligo on KLOS.
What's going on?
What's happening with you?
You know, this, that, and the other thing. Look at this beautiful day. All the clouds. Get a little rain. Did you get any rain where you're at?
No. Oh, yeah. I don't mind clouds like
this. Yeah, it looks good, right?
Because sun breaks through every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. Made a little sprinkling. That was nice. Got the dog wet. She was pissed.
Excellent.
You guys are jerks. Make it stop.
Does your dog try to stay out of it entirely?
Oh, yeah. Really? The good thing is she goes out and does her business right away.
She does.
I can get back to the drinking immediately.
So she does do it, though.
Yeah, she just goes out. And,
some people like can't get her out the door.
I've had dogs like that, and they're like, they blame me. They're like, they know it's my fault it's raining, and they will not do anything.
I spent, a day and a half trying to hold the umbrella over our dog.
Don't you feel so stupid?
Yes.
Don't you look so stupid when you're doing that? Oh, that guy really cares about his precious dog.
And the dog was running it around, and I wasn't blocking much of the rain at all.
It's impossible. So it's completely impossible.
It doesn't really help. Let's talk about today's show.
Already?
Give me five.
Kill!
Songs with kill in the title. We have tickets for Saturday night's Kings game.
That's going to be awesome. Sometime between 5 and 6, we'll do that.
I don't know if you heard about this Easter heist in Sylmar.
Yeah, this is classic.
It's a pretty cool story. They got away with $30 million, which is huge.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. We have What's Up with Florida.
What's up? Well, everybody's
when it
along.
Comes up. And the KLOS name game.
Yeah, I'm. This is freaky, man. It's getting up into the really high numbers. You could be paying quite a bit of rent for a while.
$11,000.
$11,000. Sometime between now and 4, we'll play for that with you.
On 95.5 KLOS. What's up with Florida? Florida man accused of whacking Walgreens manager in the face with a Bible on Easter Sunday.
Wow, that sentence has it all.
That sentence has everything.
Holy cow. Was it one of those Bibles that Trump is selling?
I don't know. It didn't say that. This is from Clearwater Beach, Florida. Owens went to a Walgreens to buy a pair of headphones and got into a verbal altercation with a store employee about them.
On Easter.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, Easter.
Brought his Bible.
He brought it.
Yeah, he had it with him.
He had it with him. Mm-hmm. Okay,
also, if you're going to Walgreens, you know the level of headphones you're going to get.
It's going to cost you about $1.50.
What's there to argue over?
Yeah. Wait a minute, these aren't Bose.
The store manager got involved and asked Owens to leave the store, and that's when he used the brown Bible in his hand to whack the manager in the face before leaving.
That's Christian living at its finest. That is an example to us all. Well, how to do it.
Police were able to find Owens and take him into custody. Owens was released from the Pinellas County Jail the next day after posting a $5,000 bond.
$5,000?
The next day.
Wow. Yeah. No way.
The very next day after he gets out of jail.
Not so on Monday.
Owens allegedly stole men's shoes and a box of Cheez-Its from Walmart.
He is a treat. He's a special. So he goes in. He doesn't want to spend $18.95 on a pair of headphones he's pissed off about.
Right.
Gets thrown in jail. Has to come up with $5,000.
I think you have to come up with 10%.
Oh, is that it?
I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Owens allegedly grabbed the Cheez-Its and took them into the bathroom with him. Then he selected a pair of shoes from the shelf, ripped off the tag, tried them on to make sure that they fit.
Sure, you got to do that.
And then put them in his bag and walked out.
Oh, my God. Wow. And what do you know? Got busted.
It turns out he got busted. He was stopped by a loss prevention officer who then alerted police.
And he hit him with a Koran.
He was arrested and transported to the same jail where he sits with a $150 bond. Because he's out. He's out of money. He had to pay the first one. Don't get arrested 2 days in a row, dummy.
Don't hit anybody with a Bible.
I love this story so much. In one of LA's largest cash heists.
Yes, this is amazing. This is crazy.
Burglars steal as much as $30 million in elaborate operations.
$30 million just walked out. It was on Easter, right?
Yep,
up
Easter
in the valley.
Sunday.
It was in the valley. It was so bitchin'.
Yeah, what's the story? They have money safe keeping places?
Yes.
Are banks not available anymore?
Well, it's like all the businesses, apparently, you know, doing cash transactions, they send it to this place where they, I don't know, I guess they deal with it all and send
it's
it to
the
bank.
Garda World building.
Yeah.
So, on Roxford Street.
Yeah.
And they broke in through the roof and they didn't set off an alarm.
They got to have, that's got to be some sort of inside job.
And they got into the safe.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
We have breaking news involving one of the largest cash heists in U.S. history. $30 million stolen from a facility in Sylmar.
The massive burglary is believed to have unfolded on Easter Sunday at the unmanned facility where cash from businesses across the area is handled.
What? I didn't know it was unmanned.
How is it unmanned?
Why would it be with all that money? I guess they thought, oh, someone would figure out. That
it's
doesn't make any
building
sense.
With $30 million in it, and it's unmanned.
Yeah. That's good to know.
Right?
It's stored. Several sources tell KTLA the heist took place here at this Garda World facility in Sylmar.
So this just underscores the fact that we don't really know what goes on. You know what I mean?
In town. For sure.
Like, so you go, your business, like, do you remember, you ever worked retail?
No.
The end of the day, you had to count out the cash and you had to balance the la-la-la and take it to the bank. I mean, I hated doing that.
Right, but you took it to the bank.
Yes. And so this is very different how they're doing it 40 years later.
That's
a long
crazy.
Time ago, yeah.
The LA Times reports the burglars were able to breach the building as well as the safe where the money was stored.
Woo!
Sources tell the Times the burglary crew broke through the roof of the facility to gain access to the vault. The massive heist was not discovered until the vault was opened on Monday.
I'm sorry, what?
Wow.
They showed up on Monday for work.
Wow. And they're like, someone called Joe, the $30 million
we vault
put in
is open and empty.
I'm hearing Mission Impossible music, too. They're saying they're going through the roof. I'm just hearing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
That,
yeah.
Wow.
It is unclear why no alarm was triggered.
Yeah.
I can tell you why. Inside job.
Yes.
I don't know. But
FBI and the LAPD are handling the investigation, but are releasing very few details.
I mean, details.
We are so helpful. I bet the FBI is listening right now going, it was an inside job.
Right.
Good thing those guys came up with that. We wouldn't have thought of that.
So that made me think of one of my favorite genres of movie, which is heist movies.
I love a good heist movie.
Same.
Love a good heist movie.
Love it so much.
What's one of your favorites?
There's a list on, I believe it's Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty reliable.
And it's like the top 90 or 100 heist movies.
Oh, I need this list. I need to start watching some of these I haven't seen.
Some of them are so good. I remember one that I don't think made much splash, and I might be wrong about that, but Out of Sight.
Out of Sight. I don't know that
with George Clooney.
Oh, okay. All
and
right.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Was great.
Really?
Yes.
So, those are my favorite things about any of those that are done well are all the twists you don't expect.
Like, right.
When they double back on each other, when they double cross each other, you know, and not only, I mean, the technical bits of how they get into it, like in Ocean's 11. The whole
Ocean's 11 is another
brilliant.
One that I love.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Love
all of that.
818-955-KLOS, your favorite heist movie. Do you have one?
You know, I think Ocean's 11's way up there, but I think I got to say The Sting, because that's a con, really, but is it on the list?
Yeah, I think con movies are heists.
Okay. Is it on the
list? Yeah, it's on the list. It's on, I think it's number 12 or 13.
Nice. Yeah, and I love that movie. I was obsessed with that movie as a kid. I saw it so young, I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't care. I still liked it.
The top 10, I don't recognize eight of, because they're old.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Super old movies,
oh,
so
right.
Maybe we need to start watching
film
some
noir,
movies.
Film noir, yeah.
But your favorite heist movie, 818-955-KLOS.
Oh, and if you actually stole the $30 million, let us know how you did it. Call in. We'll keep it anonymous. Don't worry about that.
We're talking about the bank heist that happened Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Right here in the Valley. It was $34
million. $30
million. One of the largest in U.S. history, apparently.
In Sylmar. They got in through the roof, and they got in the safe.
And nobody even knew until Monday morning when they got there.
Can
and
you
like,
imagine?
Where's the cash?
Hey, there's $30 million. Missing.
You think anybody's going to notice?
Who has to call the boss?
You think they're listening right now, those guys that did it?
I hope. And
hi.
If you did, well done. So we're talking about your favorite heist movies. What do you got?
Yeah, how about Now You See Me or Now You See Me 2?
Oh, right. That was the magic one, right?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a twist, just using magic to do all their heists.
Shouldn't the sequel have been Now You Don't? Come on! Have to do everything around here.
They said that they were in the process of naming that, but they're coming out with third. Maybe the third one's going to be now you don't.
There you go. Get on that. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you, dude.
I forgot about the magic one. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Inside Man with Clive Owen and Denzel Washington.
Nice.
Inside Man.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a bank heist, and it's not like any robbery you've ever seen. It's a really good film.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Thank
Inside
you, man.
Inside Man.
Thank you, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Your favorite heist movie?
The Bank Job.
That is a good one. The Bank Job is great, yes.
Yeah, definitely a classic. Who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin. Hey, Kevin. Kevin V. Kevin.
Kevin's have great taste, is what I know.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Favorite heist movie?
I don't know if you said this because I was on hold, but mine is A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah, I love that movie.
A Fish Called Wanda.
It.
Nobody said that yet.
No.
Yes, especially when they kept having to have the guy go kill the dogs of the old
Yes. I particularly like Jamie Lee Curtis just as she's about to whack Kevin Kline in the back of the head when he's opening up the safe and then sees that the money's gone and she's just kind of like disappointed. But just that whole scene, the way she was going to double cross him, just I love that. And then he's like, I'm very disappointed here. I love him.
Fun fact, Kevin Kline's got an Oscar for that.
Yeah, well deserved. Definitely well deserved.
That fun fact was almost fun.
Yeah.
Well done.
I had a little bit of fun with it. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite heist movies.
So let's say you've successfully pulled off the largest heist in U.S. history. You've walked off with $30 million from a depository or whatever here in the Valley.
In Silmar, yeah.
What do you do with it? What's the first thing you're going to spend it on?
Well, you have to be careful not to spend too much. I've thought through this.
I believe it.
So we're talking about your favorite heist movies. KLOS, hello.
Hello. The greatest heist movie is Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Hard no.
It was very suspenseful. I was on the edge of my seat.
Hard no. I found it funny, but no, it's not the best heist.
No, it's very scary, too. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Smartasses.
Hey, KLOS, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I got a favorite movie of mine.
Let's hear it.
Heist is Den of Thieves.
What is
Den
it?
Of Thieves?
Oh, Den of Thieves.
Den of Thieves, yeah, with Gerard Butler, O'Shea Jackson.
What makes you like it so much?
It's loosely based on the real gang, the hole-in-the-wall gang in L.A., around all those heists. Yeah, it's loosely based on all that. And
that always kind of helps. Man. You know, I saw that Dog Day Afternoon is on that list, and that is easily not only my favorite, one of my favorite heist movies, one of my favorite movies of all time. Everything about that movie. And so for one thing, it had just happened in Brooklyn or wherever it was, the Bronx, just right before they made the movie. And Al Pacino's insane.
The fact that they're based on any kind of truth is great.
Yes, always makes it better.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I'd love to hear Burn by Deep Purple, but one of my heist movies would be The Italian Job, the remake.
The Italian Job is great.
You really like that one?
Yes.
You do like you're a big heist movie fan.
I am. Yeah, I like it.
And we're trying to get that on for you. Deep Purple, man. That's very cool. Thank you.
Sneaking in a request.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
One that I like is called Triple Frontier. Ever hear of that one?
No, I have not.
Who's in it?
Ben Affleck is in it.
He's in everything, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Ben Affleck, Oscar Isaac, Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, it's really good. It's about some Army SF guys that have been deployed down in South America, and they know the secrets of where the cartel hides their goods.
Oh, boy, that'd be dangerous stealing from the cartel, I would think.
No kidding.
I don't know that I'd want to do that.
Well, if you were an Army SF guy, you might think
that's a good idea.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right. Right on, man. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, KLOS.
My favorite heist movie has to be Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Both sitting across each other in that diner.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good. I will not hesitate to put you down. That's what he said. I love it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey, favorite heist film?
Ocean's 11 with all the girls, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah, the remake.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Solid. Absolutely. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. KLOS, hello.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you. Your favorite heist movie?
Oh, best heist movie, Sexy Beast with Ben Kingsley.
Sexy
I don't know
Beast.
That one.
I don't either.
It's another one I got to put on the list.
You guys got to watch it. Yeah. It's awesome. The bank robbery scene is great. They go in through a swimming pool and they tunnel underground into a vault.
That's wow. That sounds great.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
You got to check it out.
We will. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite heist movie. We're talking about the heist that happened in Silmar of $30 million.
On Easter.
On Easter, yes.
Dang.
And we're asking for your favorite heist movies. Hello.
Hey, man, it was the damn Easter Bunny who did it.
Stole the $30 million in Silmar? I love it. It's a solid point.
Dead Presidents was a pretty good movie.
Which one?
Dead Presidents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's
You're
a classic.
Right. Thank Absolutely.
You. But that damn bunny. Get his ass.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Well, thank you, Kevin Oswego. It's good to hear from you guys. Love you.
Thank you.
Favorite heist movie is The Score with Robert De Niro and Ed Norton.
Oh, interesting. I forgot about that one.
Classic movie.
Totally forgot about that one. Thank you.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome.
You are very welcome.
Thank you. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, is this Kevin Oswego?
Both. Yes. Yes.
I just want to throw this out. Inside Man is a Spike Lee film with Denzel Washington. It's considered one of his greatest films. Do see it, you two. And then lastly, Out of Sight is Steven Soderbergh. That's the one that made J-Lo an A-lister. And the movie is one of Soderbergh's classic films. It's Don Cheadle. I mean, it's like a complete, it's like art house meets mainstream. It is a classic film. You guys need to check that one out.
It's one of my favorites. I agree.
Nice.
Out of Sight.
Oh, good to hear.
I love that so many people are into heist movies.
Yeah, same.
You people rule. Salute.
We're taking songs with kill in the title.
Kill, kill, kill. Very cheerful. Give me five today. Kill. In a mass murderer's favorite countdown.
We might need an angry version of that.
Yeah, you're right.
Greg on Twitter wanted to hear Psycho Killer.
Hey, he's not the only one. Blaine the Pain. Also hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo. You can suggest kill songs there or give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
You know how like a certain song or an actor or a place, whatever, just keeps coming up in various conversations you have with people?
Yes.
For some reason, Ned's Atomic Dustbin, Kill Your Television has inched its way into my life like four times in the last couple of days.
Interesting.
Totally different people. Someone suggested it just now. I love that song. It's
right.
Great. It's not in here.
So let's play
it. Damn it. Yeah, it's not in here. Doing songs with kill in the title. So maybe I can find it, try and get it on.
You just spent 30 seconds talking about a song we're not going to play.
We are going to play Killing Floor, though, from Slash, Brian Johnson and Friends. You got a song about kill, the word kill in the title. Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
Let me go look for Ned's Atomic Dustbin.
KLOS, hello.
Well, hey, guys. What's going on?
Give me five songs with kill in the title.
Kill.
Okay, I'm linking Rage Against the Machine, baby. Killing in the Name of.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
I'm thinking Look That Kill by Motley Crue.
Definitely. Who are you?
Juan from Riverside.
Juan, you're not the only one who suggested it. Let's see, who else? Brian and Tim Shine. So you're in good company.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good song. Good band.
Are you calling from underwater?
From what?
Sounds like you're underwater.
Nothing. It sounds like you're underwater. Yeah.
Don't drown, sir.
No, I'm good.
All right, good. KLOS, hello.
Hi, is this Oh, Give Me Five?
Yep.
But Kill, huh?
Yeah, kill, kill. Faster, pussycat, kill, kill.
Kill. Or kill.
Dude, we get off at 7.
The Chili Pepper.
Which one? Oh, True Men Don't Kill Coyotes?
There you go.
You know, that's one of the weirdest titles ever, and I love it.
It is, yeah.
All right, man, you got it. We'll do it.
Bye. Strange song right there. I love it. We have four tickets to the LA Kings taking on the Vancouver Canucks Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can buy your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Or you can do some hockey slang right now by being caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Robert on the blower. Robert, are you ready to play hockey slang?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, where's the neutral zone?
In the middle.
In the middle is the correct answer.
Wow.
Mid-ice between the attacking and defending areas. Well done.
And you knew that because you're a big old Kings fan?
Yes.
Nice.
Fantastic. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Vancouver Canucks Saturday night. It's this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Congratulations.
Awesome.
We've talked about this before. A hologram kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss.
There are only hope.
And Gene Simmons did an interview, I think it was on TMZ, where he was talking about how they're going to accomplish being on stage as holograms.
We spent some time at
George Lucas's place and did motion capture and stuff secretly. We didn't talk to anybody, media, or anything about it because we wanted this to be like nothing anybody's ever seen. And I will tell you, this is going to be beyond anything you've ever seen. So the future is here.
So it's like Beyond Meat, but it's Beyond Kiss.
Right, Beyond Kiss.
Gotcha.
Gene Simmons, hello.
What?
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Wow, yeah! Hell yeah! What's up?
Yes. Yeah, laugh now, but you'll be owing me $75 for the... Every minute that you talk to
Hell
me,
no.
You
know how Sligo was celebrating.
I was happy. Yeah.
No, I understand. I'm a very charismatic, powerful, and handsome man.
Sure.
And of course, when you're talking to me, it's exciting, but just don't forget that it's going to cost you.
And your dog is going to kill you. Be careful back there.
That's my dog. That's my dog, Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's very upset right now. So been put in a very dangerous position.
Sure.
So you did on the interview like you didn't love the word hologram, like that's a little old school for you.
Well, and also it doesn't really give enough credit to what we're about to unveil, what we're going to give to you, the KISS fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Beyond a simple hologram. I mean, we're talking about something that is going to revolutionize not only the entertainment industry, but really the technological industry as well.
Okay. And so what will it look like?
Well, as of right now, we don't really know because we were at the Lucas Ranch, as I was talking to my favorite friend, Harvey Levin, the Hebrew Hammer, about. And unfortunately, George Lucas is just incapable of really bringing to life what we want to do. So right now, I'm in Austin, Texas with Elon Musk because he's the only man who can save us.
What?
Yep.
See, you sounded so confident, like you're going to do something that's never been done before.
But then he let you down, and you took off to hang out with Rocket Boy.
Kevin, you're a powerful man. I understand. I've heard all the rumors around Tarzan about Vicky. I know that you know what it's like to have power.
Yes, sure.
Gene Simmons, what I wanted to do, George Lucas simply couldn't achieve. I've seen the last Star Wars movie, the last one, and I was like, oh God, what's going on here?
Right.
This is the man I really want to turn to. So we actually got down to brass tacks, and he started to take measurements and started to digitally render some of the things that were going on with myself and Paul Stanley. And he realized he wasn't technologically advanced enough to bring my dong on stage.
Okay.
And so
that's great.
I flew out here to Texas. Elon Musk is with me.
Mm-hmm.
And all the technological advancements that he's using for SpaceX and that phallic rocket is going to go into bringing baby Gene to you digitally.
Now, is it just you and Paul Stanley, or are you going to include other members of the band?
Of course, no.
Peter, Chris?
We like to play games. You and I are friends.
Ace
we like
Freely?
To play games and talk about all the other members of KISS, but it's Paul and I, of course. And then we're going to include Peter, Chris, and Ace Frehley, but we'll be killing them on stage as holograms.
That seems
rough. Yeah, there's going to be like different types. You know, one time I'm an old fashioned executioner. I've got a hood and I go, hey, look at you. Hey, want to play some drums, Peter, Chris? And then I come and I chop his head off and everybody goes, that's hysterical.
I actually want to see this.
And then he's dressed like a little nurse. Ace Frehley comes out. He's like, I got a solo I'm going to do for like a Gene. And I go, oh, that sounds great. Nurse, come here. Here's Dr. Love. And I, of course, smash him into the ground like a test bike. Everybody has a great time.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
You're right. None of
it's
us thought
really extravaganza.
That this was going to happen.
So Elon can help you hook up all the murders on stage.
Oh,
but,
yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, he actually came up with a great idea. I was talking to Elon earlier. And he said, why limit it to just the power that's in Gene's pants? Why don't we do a retrospective, a chronological order of all the great ladies' men over the years, and then there'll be like a dong, digital dong tribute to, you know, Edgar Allan Poe, and then we Derek Jeter, and you know, who knows? Of course, it'll end with me.
Sure.
We'll throw in Adam Levine or someone, you know, all these men who understand what it's like to really treat a woman properly and dispose of them like trash.
Well, Gene, that's phenomenal. We're very excited about it. Thank you for chatting with us once again.
$148 you owe me. Thank you, sir.
Did you see the guy who dressed up in a trash bag and scooted his way to a porch and stole an Amazon package and then scooted away dressed as in a trash bag? So it's like a trash bag and you can see the slippers underneath.
Wow.
Up onto the porch, steal, back off the porch.
Why not just put a mask on?
A person hiding inside a trash bag just to steal a small package.
It's something you have to see to believe. Just take a look. There you see that person covered in a trash bag taking that small package from this doorstep in Glenwood Meadows.
I mean, as pissed off as I would be to see that my package was stolen, when I saw the surveillance video, I laughed my ass off.
I would high five that guy. He deserves it. Take my package.
Take my package, please.
Good on
Boy,
you.
Boy, how many times I've said that.
ABC 10's Luke Clary spoke to the homeowner tonight about this caught-on-camera moment.
Omar Munoz is getting a crash course into the risks of package delivery.
I was at work, and I received the notification on my phone that I had a package. And when I got home, I didn't see the package.
There's nothing more irritating than that. Well, there's a few things, but not very many things more irritating than that.
Than getting that notice?
Yeah, you got your lube is waiting for you at home.
Sure.
Your whatever. And you get there and someone's stolen
it. Your tub o' lube.
Good thing. He caught it all on camera.
You probably think you know where this is going, right?
All right, back up.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite part because the anchors both told the story at the beginning.
Yeah.
A guy in a trash bag stole something. He was in a trash bag. You have to see it. Now, this reporter doesn't realize, I guess,
that that has already been covered.
So listen to him.
You probably think you know where this is going, right?
Yeah, we do.
But how would you?
We were told.
Are you psychic?
Porch pirates. The kinds of people who conceal their identity and steal your stuff right off of your front doorstep.
All right, so now he's putting on a baseball hat and sunglasses.
Screw that. I mean, he says porch pirate. Put on the parrot on your shoulder and the eye patch.
I like it.
Yeah, let's just go for it.
But I promise you, you have never seen anything.
Yeah, we already know.
We already know.
So I see the bag coming to my door.
Unreal. A porch pirate in a trash bag.
Hey, matey. Arrgh. I steal your package, I do.
At first, I thought they were messing with me. But when I got home, I see no package. I look around and I know somebody took it.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Maybe they are. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe they're just screwing with. Has he gone to other houses yet?
I don't know.
I mean, if you knew, like, Jed the Fish. I know where Jed the Fish was.
Right.
To steal packages from him dressed in a garbage can or as a pirate, which is now really in my head. And
that
I feel like
that would be
pretty
great.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe someone's just screwing with her.
Absolutely.
He says it wasn't a very expensive item.
It must make you a little angry that someone would do this.
So he's the reporter really wants the homeowner to be mad.
He's brandishing a gun.
It must make you angry.
Yeah, first, yeah, I was kind of angry, but at the end of the day, yeah, I see it like kind of funny.
Time for what we learned. We made fun of our favorite new porch pirate, the guy covered in a trash bag.
He actually basically squatted and snuck up and stole a package and then snuck back down. He looked ridiculous.
I'm going to say we didn't make fun of him. We applaud him for
Yeah. Big fan.
In What's Up with Florida, a man slapped a Walgreens manager with a Bible on Easter.
On Easter.
Just what Jesus would have wanted. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is worth $11,300.
And that'll be with Heidi and Frank tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I don't know about you, but I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
A.K.A. people who really like Gary Berghoff. Come on.
$11,000.
Damn it, 11 grand. You need to win this money now.
J18-955-KLOS will take caller 25.
Okay, seriously, no joke. It is time to give away this money.
$11,000.
Let's do that right now.
We're up to it.
Yeah.
KLOS, who is this?
Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Eileen, you are caller 25.
Oh, no way. Oh,
yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You get to play the KLOS name game. It's up to $11,000.
Oh, my gosh.
We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Now, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Stewie. I didn't know Stewie. That's the first time anyone said that. That's a good one. And Mickey Mouse. That's the 57th time someone said Mickey Mouse. Those are wrong. So for $11,000, what do you think we're looking for?
Oh, my gosh. I got so many guesses. And a big shout-out to everybody that is on the board.
Hey, yeah, we love you people.
We do, yes.
Because everybody is tracking this. I'm going to go with something off the cuff. Let's go Eric Cartman.
Oh, Cartman.
Eric Cartman.
That's, yeah.
One of my faves.
Yeah, me too. But does it win you $11,000?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, it does not. Thank you for trying.
There's not so many cheesy poofs you could have bought.
Thank you for trying. Next hour, it'll be $11,100. Let's do it.
Yeah.
$11,100. 818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 25. Miss Piggy right there. That was a perfect Miss Piggy.
You're right. I even am dressed like her today. I guess I'm feeling it.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Denise, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes way.
You did it. Time to play.
For $11,100, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Last couple of guesses were Cartman and Stewie. And those were incorrect. So, Denise, for $11,100, what do you think it is?
If only I would have the correct answer, this would be so awesome.
Yes, it would.
We're pulling for you.
I'm going to go with something just way out there. I'm going to go with Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman is a very... Every damn holiday, I'm singing that really
very
damn
classic
loud.
Classic to me. That's why it's true. So classic. Yeah. That's every holiday.
I'm not... Oh!
Sorry, that's incorrect.
I think it's a great guess because no one said it. But sorry, not the right one.
Okay, thank you.
Right on, Denise. Nice try.
So next hour, it's going to be $11,200. We would like... you to take $11,200 from us.
Yes, please do. It's yours. Have at it.
We will take caller 25 right now for the KLOS name game at 818-955-KLOS.
Well, looks like our phones are working today, so I guess it's time to play. The name game, the name game. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're caller 25.
No way. I've been trying from the beginning.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't get through until now because it's $11,200.
I mean, damn.
We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And you have to sing along with me, Jonathan, on the first one. Frosty the Snowman.
Good work.
That was one of the guesses, and Cartman was another recent guess. Those are wrong. So for $11,200, you've been listening all this time. What do you think it is, Jonathan?
Tom Slick.
Tom Slick.
Tom Slick. That's your guess.
I thought you were final answer.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And? Jonathan?
Yeah?
Oh. I'm sorry, it's wrong.
Oh, that sucks.
He's such a tease, isn't he? Damn.
Thank you for trying.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. And tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
$11,300.
The Beatles held the top 5 spots on the Billboard Hot 100 singles charts on this day in rock in 1964 with Please Please Me at number 5, I Want to Hold Your Hand at number 4, She Loves You, Yeah, 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 number 3, Twist and Shout was number 2, and Can't Buy Me Love was number 1. A third of all the households with TV sets tuned in to see the Elvis Presley Aloha from Hawaii concert on this day in rock in 1973 when it was broadcast on NBC, which I guess means the other two-thirds were watching CBS and ABC. The album by Styx, All About the Paradise Theater in Chicago, hit number 1 on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1981.